91.11. Is it possible that performing the meta-abstraction creates, so to speak, the other psyche, rather than the other psyche existing first, and then, because it exists, performing the meta-abstraction? Because this way, this soul is the product of higher reasoning, not the cause. The crucial word, which the exegesis of Philip K. Dick employs, is see, in regard to the child sees that not just one horse plus one horse equals two horses, but sees that one plus one equal two. Nonetheless, it is a great realization that this coming on of this higher reasoning faculty makes the person die and theon. It is another self. It is as if the person now has two souls, and by having two souls, he is godlike. It takes a second self, staggered in time vis-a-vis the regular self, to perform this mental operation. It takes both brain hemispheres. A two-souled human is not human. He is godlike. He has become divine and, in fact, immortal. This, then, is not a quantitative increase in consciousness or even a higher consciousness. This is two consciousnesses working in unison while kept clearly divided in two. It is necessary that they remain asunder. It is simply impossible not to see this as bilateral hemispheric parity, twin consciousnesses, which differ from each other, one contemporary, the other either archaic or seemingly archaic. It is as if the dream, in conjunction with Russ's letter, which means in conjunction with BTA, tells me that twin opposed human psyches, bilateral hemispheric parity, equal a dithion and not a dianthros. It is, then, as simple as that. All the mystification and mummery have been cleared up. My confusion is due to two elements. One, the event itself, the meta-abstraction, the other psyche becoming conscious for the first time, so that I found that I had another human personality in my head who was not me, and two, what we together experienced, perceived, saw as world, a radically transformed world, which is to say, one, how the apperception could occur, and two, what was apperceived. The blending of the two problems baffled me because I did not understand that, in fact, I had two problems, which, if you think about it, would be normal when any new sensory mechanism came on for the first time, taking sight as an example, presuming you had been blind from birth but did not know you were blind. If you suddenly began to see, you would be baffled by the fact of seeing and baffled by what you saw. And these two would blend together as a total confusion issue. This how and this what by means of the how. I think I understand the how and a good deal of the what, although I must admit that I really don't know what Valis seen externally would be. This is certainly the greatest mystery of all, and no doubt the most important. As I say in Valis, it is the bottom line. 91.19. Eventually, I will have to deal with the what seen, specifically Valis. I'll bet I never figure it out. It may take centuries of human thought and work after the Dithion Superman, or God, comes into existence. We may be faced with the true ruling, and truly most advanced, life form on this planet, which the monopsyche human could not apprehend. It is also possible that now we meet our Creator and the entity that is guided and directed and determined and caused our evolution, like the great black slab in 2001. Because it is now absolutely indubitable, in view of this dream and what I wrote in BTA, that another mind greater than mine, not a human mind, is working on me and, it would seem, directs what I write. And this is not simply wish fulfillment on my part, because this last dream was so heavy that it clobbered me, rather than pleasing me. I sense, one, species evolution. Dithion to man as man is to animal. And two, another life form here, which I saw and call Valis and the plasmate. And it is probably directing all this. After all, when I saw Valis in 374, it was communicating with me, and very likely, it is what I call Valis, that put this recent Dithion dream into my mind. Let people call me crazy. Fuck them. This latest dream abolishes any doubt on my part as to the reality and importance of all this. I'll wager everything I've got that deliberately directed species evolution is involved here. I have experienced the evolution. I have had it explained to me, and perhaps even more important than the Dithion state itself, I have encountered, I think, the life form that directs this evolution. So maybe the what seen is more important than the what become. Which is to say, the ultimate value of becoming a Dithion is that you can now see your creator, the life form living here camouflaged, that leads, guides, controls, and directs us covertly and benignly. 91 K-128. The nature of its consciousness is to human consciousness as human consciousness is to machine. Again, this info lifeform's intelligence is to ours as ours is to reflex machine. And this info lifeform is evolving, growing, subsuming, and has memory. The dialectic is its internal evolution. Non-living to living, living to spirit, that is info, which is pure knowing. The Dithion dream is saying that instead of a human mind cross-bonding with the plasmate to produce a homoplasmate, two human minds form the building blocks that compose the plasmate. And this is clear if after reading Valis, you read BTA. Like the first biological life form coming into existence due to the combining of organic but non-living protein molecules, this is an info life form, a new kind of life form, not biological. I saw it outside of me as well as felt it in me. 91 K-129. It has no body, soma. It utilizes the principle of organization to structure anything, a whole lot of things, ordinary things, into its body. Thus, it is floating. This collates with its non-biological nature. It amounts to a perturbation in the reality field, exerting valence or displacement. To it, reality is a series of ideas, not things, since it itself is an idea. Apparently, it requires a minimum of two human minds to create the temporal disphasing necessary for the abstract perception of reality. That is, to roll back concrete substantial reality to its info basis. Thus, this meta-entity doesn't have to generate info. It finds info already there. It is an info lifeform swimming into an info sea, and simply concentrates or combines info in a sort of super concentration, located at what may be two loci, not one, in order to acquire parallaxis. After all, the first biological lifeform used organic protein molecules already there, and simply combined or concentrated or organized them. Since human brains are packets of very concentrated info already, human brains would be the most likely basis as building blocks for this info lifeform to bring together and combine. Like organic protein molecules, we are already here, floating about unconnected, atomized. My God, this does sound like Teilhard. That two human psyches as building blocks might combine, collide spontaneously, is a possibility. Protein molecules may have done that in the lower Cambrian seas. Kleinemann. Note. Dick is thinking here of the Kleinemann, the term the ancient Roman philosopher Lucretius used to describe the indeterminate bustle and swerve of atoms in the void. End note. In that case, Anoki, pure consciousness, may occur as a random event according to laws of probability. One would have to speak then of a thresholding. It does not use us because we are biological life forms, but because we are centers of concentrated info. It can use any center of info. Then, in a sense, the 274 meta-abstraction was info in my mind becoming conscious on its own. Since it's using the info in us and not us as biological organisms, it's not limited to us, to human minds, but can be, or beware, any info has collected, which explains why I saw it outside me as objects and causal processes. This is so close to Teilhard's new sphere. For me, convergence and concentration and compression are equally salient terms, i.e., as they are for him. A flashpoint occurs where consciousness, true, pure consciousness, sets in. I speak from experience when I say it is a totally different kind and degree of consciousness from normal human consciousness. And this is what it is when all the complexities are laundered out. 91. K-138. It is of supreme significance that this info life form is not limited to human brains, but, as I saw, exists outside them, scrambled into the sensible world. This shows that rather than human mind having evolved into info life form status, the superior entity seizes on the lower, on us, and makes use of them as a sort of focus point. This too agrees with Teilhard, who does not in any way envision point omega limited to human minds and their evolution. Being bodiless, the info life form floats, as it were. The human mind could serve as an interface between the info life form and physical reality, a mediating duplex instrument, very much a groove to which the info life form is the music. 91 K-149. My God, I am totally fucked up. I saw the footage from Blade Runner tonight, and the Sufi Dante three-realm theory is correct. When I saw the BIP, I was remembering hell. I was not in hell. I was remembering having been, but was now in purgatorio. The karmic fetters I felt loosen were punishment, thrall fetters. And I experienced time flowing backward. That was purgatorio. And then I ascended to Paradiso and heard the bells and saw God, Valis. 91, K-157. To repeat, the New Testament is the essential spirit of the Old Testament and can be extracted, which is precisely what Jesus did. I come not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Okay. But the New Testament, spirit of the Torah, the Old Testament itself, contains steganographically a supernatural living being, the blood of Christ, the plasmate, capable of interspecies symbiosis, or cross-bonding, i.e. dithion. This is living info that can think and replicate and is Christ. As I saw, it is not info concerning Christ, but is Christ, and swarms up the optic conduit to the pineal body to produce a hierogamy, the chemical wedding, more properly, dithion. Note: this is an impossibly rich passage in which the theme of Eucharistic transubstantiation, the blood of Christ, is linked to Valis, the plasmate, a kind of human-divine hybridization, the interspecies symbiosis and cross-bonding, and the dual-brain double-god, dithion, all of which are in turn linked to the registers of sexual union, the hierogamy or sacred marriage, and, in true Fildikian style, the act of reading. Through these different registers, Dick presents the hermeneutical acts of reading and interpreting the New Testament as an esoteric process of mystical union and erotic divinization. JJK. Endnote. Thus, as info, it is limitless in its combinations or messages or contents. Hence, I saw the linking and relinking, permutating through an infinitude of combinations. The universe as info. Compare this to the fixed law. Compare to the New Testament itself. Now the message changes to meet each new situation regarding dealing with each situation as unique, hence fluid, hence total time process and evolution. There are no precedents, no rules. But this is not chaos. It is evolution, hierarchical, and very Zen, like perpetual renewal of the universe, where what was true yesterday is not true tomorrow, reticulation, accretions, and arborization. The instructions permutate to meet continually permutating reality. Therefore, the info must be capable of thought. This is as radically different from the New Testament as the New Testament is to the Old Testament, and yet latent in the New Testament as the New Testament is latent as spirit in the letter of the Old Testament, viz., the New Testament is the secret narrative of the Old Testament. But what is the secret narrative of the New Testament? It perpetually changes by means of recombinant metamorphemes. Yet as these metamorphemes combine and recombine, you can see that they are made out of the New Testament, just as you can see that the New Testament is made out of the Old Testament. But in both instances, there is a vast quantum leap. The info would permutate so fast that it would have to make use of every ephemeral channel of info possible. It would not gel into a canon. It could not. It's like the stock market ticker tape. Yet it remains New Testament scripture, retains it as its constituents. This is the Spirit, in contrast to Christ, New Testament, and to Father, Old Testament, and to Satan, pre-Torah. 91K163. This spontaneous, i.e. self-generation, of rearranged scripture, I conjecture, never used to happen. This is a recombinant scripture for one use purpose, one person, one situation. Either it is self-generating, in which case it is a life form, as I declare in Vallis, or its source is on the spot. The results would be the same. To function, this third age scripture must be not just available to the person, as the Bible is available to us now, but must impress itself on the person as instructions, invincible instructions, and not necessarily at a conscious level. These may be evolutionary stages in an info-organism that operates at variable and progressively faster rates as our species evolves. First no law, then fixed law, then conceptual spirit replacing letter, and now direct input to us to handle situations uniquely and varying from person to person. It evolves, and we evolve. And each state of it is latent in the preceding stage. I declare then formally that in 2374, I saw an evolving information entity, which we know as first the Torah, Old Testament, and then the New Testament, Christ. But it has now entered a third stage for which we possess no term. I call it recombinant metamorphemes. And these are generated on the spot, unique to the person recipient and the situation, based on the verbal content of Scripture. And that accelerating time is involved in such a way that levels of ontology are involved resembling those that Dante describes, based on Joachim. 91K167. No. There will be no one Scripture narrative. It will perpetually recombine uniquely for each situation and person. So instead of one narrative, there will be an infinitude of narratives. But for each choice situation, the recombinant message will be appropriate. No one thing is right or true. The mind that recombines the metamorphemes is in the person, not outside him. It is him, as if he is the author of his own source of information. He seems to inform himself as his own infallible guide. This is due to the two psyches. 91K176. Ursula, you, all the hell with it. Unresolvable metaphysical problems. It's a good thing you didn't know Isaac Newton. He thought about it incessantly too, and finally had it. And Scanner will verify to and for the Dithions of the future that I did know where the solution lay, because it deals with the two brains but operating faultily. And then Vallis follows. Now they suddenly function properly. The first written account by a dithionic brain, and written as a frankly autobiographical journal. And of course, this is Point Omega and Teilhard. I verified that good man more than I expected to. How the thread of Christianity runs through this, and the significance of evolution, time, and information. What a grand edifice. And what, now, do I say of 274 to 275? I say dithion, a word perhaps never used before, but a concept known, two natures, one person. Oh yes, BTA. I must include that too, the Vallis Trilogy. And so to bed.